Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins continued their 10-game homestand. It was the second of four against the reigning world champion Chicago Cubs, a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Jose Urania and John Lackey. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after getting hammered 11-1 last night, Cubs managing 11 runs on 16 hits, tonight the Marlins struck back. A combined six-hit shutout as the Marlins even this series up with the defending world champs. They beat the Cubs 2-0, Jose Urania leading the way. Urania on the mound for the Marlins, John Lackey going for the Cubs. Urania allowed a two-out double to Ian Happ in the top of the first, but escaped the inning unscored upon. Then in the bottom of the first, Marlins had a chance with one out. Giancarlo doubled. Christian Yelich walked. But Lackey came back to get Ozuna and Boer, and he escaped the inning, still in a scoreless game. It would stay that way until the third, with two outs and nobody on. Lackey faced Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton on 2-1. Tags went a long way. Deep left center field and way out of here to the right of the home run sculpture. Giancarlo with his 19th of the season. And the Marlins strike first. They take a 1-0 lead against Lackey in the third. A 458-foot blast off the bat of Stanton, according to StatCast. His 19th homer, his 48th run batted in. Miami on top. Jose Urania was in and out of trouble. He was in and out of a lot of two-out trouble in this game. We told you about the Happ two-out double in the first inning. In the third, after two were out, back-to-back walks to Rizzo and Bryant gave the Cubs a chance, but Urania struck out Ian Happ. In the fourth, after two out, back-to-back singles by Baez and Almora gave the Cubs a chance, but Urania escaped, getting the pitcher Lackey hitting fielder's choice. Then in the fifth, two outs, nobody on, but Chris Bryant walked. Ian Happ singled. Cubs down 1-0, had men at the corners for Addison Russell. Had four hits here last night.
Strike three called on Addison Russell. Urania gets out of it, strands a couple of more runners, and this with his third strikeout of the night, and a timely one at that.
As well as Urania was pitching, it was still just a 1-0 game when the Marlins came to the plate against Lackey in the bottom of the sixth inning. The inning began with a D. Gordon single. He stole second base, went to third on an errant throw by the catcher Miguel Montero. So with Stanton at the plate, Marlins had a man at third with nobody out. Stanton was hit by a pitch. Giancarlo on base three times in this game, a double, a homer, and that hit by pitch in the sixth. So the Marlins looking to extend their 1-0 lead had men at the corners with nobody out for Christian Yelich.
The left-hand batter stands in, the right-hand pitcher deals, and Yelich drives the ball towards center field. Up with it quickly, Almora. D. Gordon tags. He'll come on and score. And the Marlins have a 2-0 lead on the Yelich sacrifice fly.
Yelich, RBI number 35. And that sixth inning would be the final inning for both starting pitchers. John Lackey done after six. Three hits, two runs, one earned. He walked two, struck out four, allowed the Stanton home run for Lackey tonight. 91 pitches, 64 strikes. Meanwhile, Jose Urania works six scoreless, five hits, three walks, three strikeouts. He threw 93 pitches, 58 strikes, and left on line for the victory. Kyle Bearclaw on to pitch the seventh. He struck out the first man, the pinch hitter for the Cubs, Mark Zagunas, in just his second big league game. Then with one out and nobody on, Bearclaw went after John Jay. 2-1 to Jay. He bunts at third base side. It's a beauty. Prado picks it up with the bare hand. Throws to first and got him. What a play. Jay looking out there at third base. And how'd he do that? It was a terrific bunt. But Prado, in his first game since May 7th after the hamstring strain, came racing in, picked it up with the bare hand, and in one motion made a strong, accurate throw to Boer at first. Jay was out by a step. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So Bearclaw pitched a scoreless seventh inning. He struck out Rizzo to end it, 1-2-3 inning. Marlins had gotten a double play to escape the sixth. The last man Urania faced was Albert Almora Jr., hit into a 4-3 double play to end a sixth inning opportunity for the Cubs. After Bearclaw's 1-2-3 seventh, David Phelps got the eighth. He walked the leadoff man, Chris Bryant. So up stepped Ian Happ, representing the tying run. Happ hit into a double play, 4-6-3, another double play in a big spot for the Marlins. And when Phelps was able to strike out Addison Russell, he was out of the eighth unscored upon. We went to the ninth, still the Marlins 2 and the Cubs nothing. The ninth inning, when it was time for A.J. Ramos, He was able to strike out the first man, Miguel Montero, but then Javier Baez singled. So again, the Cubs got the tying man to the plate. One out in the ninth. Ramos facing Albert Almora Jr.
For the right-hand batter. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a ground ball to Prado. Down to second. One. D's throw to first. Two. Double play. Game over. The Marlins have shut the Cubs out on a combined six-hitter and win the game 2-0.
For the Marlins, two runs, three hits, no errors, four men left. For the Cubs, no runs, six hits, one error. They strand seven. Jose Urania, the winning pitcher, he's 6-2. John Lackey, the loser, 5-8. A.J. Ramos, the scoreless ninth, allowed a hit, struck out one for save number 11 on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours 30 minutes in front of 24,684 here at Marlins Park. Marlins improved to 33-39 on the year, now 19-18 at home. They have won 13 of their last 17 at Marlins Park. Overall, now they've won 16 of their most recent 25 games, and the Marlins have gone 19-12 over their last 31 after starting the year just 14-27. Meanwhile, the Cubs lose for the 17th time in the last 24 road games. They're 37-36 overall, just a game over 500, and now 15-20 away from the friendly confines. Our Aquafina stats of the game. Aquafina for Happy Bodies. Jose Urania tonight wins his fifth consecutive decision. He becomes the first Marlins starting pitcher not named Jose Fernandez to string together five straight wins since Javier Vasquez did it back in 2011. Now, since then, Jose Fernandez had an eight-game winning streak in 2016. He won six straight in 2015 and five in a row in 2013, but other than Jose Fernandez, Javier Vasquez in 2011, the last Marlins starting pitcher to do what Urania has done, that is win five consecutive decisions as a starter. Jose improves to 6-2 with the win here tonight. How about making the most out of what you get? The Marlins in the last three games, one against the Nationals and now two against the Cubs, they've scored five runs on 12 hits in those three games combined, yet somehow they've managed to win two of the three. Tonight, two runs on three hits. It's good enough for a victory. They're able to win it because the Marlins pitching staff threw their fifth shutout of the season. Jose Urania the first six innings. Kyle Bearclaw the seventh. David Phelps the eighth. A.J. Ramos the ninth. Of the, one, two, three, four. I think I said, that fifth shutout of the season for the Marlins. It's the second one started by Urania. There was a Wei-Yin Chen shutout win at Seattle on April 18th, after Chen, Brad Ziegler, Kyle Bearclaw finished off. That was the night Chen threw seven no-hit innings, and the Marlins carried a no-hitter into the ninth. Urania worked a brilliant game in his first start May 7th at Citi Field against the Mets, and he combined with Phelps, Whitgren, and Ramos on a 7-0 shutout victory. The Edinson Volquez no-hitter of the D-backs, a 3-0 win June 3rd here at Marlins Park. And then most recently, a week ago tonight, Marlins were able to shut out the Braves 5-0 in their first ever game at SunTrust Park, so it's becoming a weekly Friday night tradition. Marlins shutouts. Last Friday night, 5-0 in Atlanta. Tonight, 2-0 over the Cubs. For the Cubs, sixth time they've been shut out this season as they fall here at Marlins Park 2-0. So the Marlins even the series up at a win apiece with 2 to go, 4-10 tomorrow when Justin Nicolino faces John Lester, and then 1-10 Sunday, it'll be Edinson Volquez against left-hander Mike Montgomery.
Marlins closer A.J. Ramos picked up his 11th save of the season last night, an impressive win for the Marlins, and we caught up with the closer postgame. Downstairs with A.J. Ramos. A.J., good Friday night crowd, reigning world champions in town. You get the adrenaline pumping a little bit more tonight?
No, definitely. When you face a team like that with all those guys in the lineup and, you know, defending World Series champions, you always get a little bit more amped, and also when the crowd's, you know, behind you and some cases against you in this stadium as well, because they travel well. The Cubs bring a lot of fans to the park as well. But, you know, it's fun to go out there and compete against those guys, and, you know, it's something that you look forward to.
You face Almora, Baez, Montero. I don't think it's any secret that these guys are free swingers. At one point you had, I think it was six consecutive strikes, and probably four of them were out of the zone. But is that kind of how you pitch these guys if they're going to go up there and really let it rip?
Well, that's kind of how I pitch all the time. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not really the most accurate pitcher, but you know, I play off that, you know, I feed off that, you know, and you know, those guys, they want to go out there and hit the ball hard, and I love facing guys like that because they expand the zone, like you said. But yeah, it's It is kind of scary, though. If you leave a ball over the middle, those guys will make you pay for it. So it's just got to try to stay out of the middle of the zone and go from there.
What are some of the characteristics and qualities of this ball club that you guys have? Earlier in the week, you get shelled by the Nats, but you come back. Scherzer almost no hits, so you come back and win. Last night, a beating in game one, you come back tonight, a heck of a victory. What are some of the qualities of this ball club that you guys have, AJ?
Well, I mean, we just don't stop fighting. You know, I think when we went through that stint early in the year where we couldn't do anything right, we go from that and then go to playing well. I think that shows that we learn from that, hey, you got to go game to game. You know, when we go from that point to now, how much better we're playing, how things are falling for us right now. I think when you have one bad game, you're like, okay, I don't want to go back to that feeling again. Let's go back to how we fixed it, came back from that stretch early. And so that's what we're trying to do. I think we learn from it, and I think hopefully, you know, we play it game to game like we have been.
Hey, before I let you go, I don't think it's any secret here as well that Jose Ureña has been very good. How have you seen him grow up in this clubhouse, though? I mean, he just fearless on the mound, man.
He's always had that. He's always had that fearless attitude. He's just a guy that goes out there. He's a horse. He's going to go out there and give you his best. And I think the more and more he's pitched in this league, the more he's starting to figure out what he needs to do. He's developed a slider. It's gotten way better. You know, his changeup is better, too. He's getting more accurate with his two-seam and his four-seam. So I think, it's just like everyone. The more you play, the more you learn, and the more you kind of tweak things to try to get better.
Heck of a win. Let's keep it rolling. Thanks for the time, AJ.
Thank you.
Well, the Marlins now 33-39. The Cubs fall to one game over at 37-36 this season. Game 3 comes your way this afternoon at 4:10 from Marlins Park. A pair of left-handers on the hill, Justin Nicolino and John Lester, will be on the air at 3:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.